It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, we're talking scandal. In D.C., at the White House, the Obama administration has been beset by it. The Benghazi emails, the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, investigators getting the phone records of journalists.
Now, that's going too far. Scandal, it has the ability to alter the political landscape.
Watergate, for example.
A national scandal so profound that all subsequent national scandals of any note get gate attached to them. Back in 1993, here in Michigan, there was also the House Fiscal Agency scandal.
Some agency employees were caught using what was kind of a petty cash account for all kinds of things that had nothing to do with their jobs. The longtime chairman of the House Appropriations Committee lost his job. People went to prison over it. It gave Republicans a bump in the next election. They won control of the state house after 2 years of evenly shared power with the Democrats.
The point is, scandals can change elections. And when you look at what's going on at the White House, well, we are living in an era where elections are nationalized.
So here we are now, going into a presidential midterm race in 2014. And as we've talked about before, Rick, these elections are seldom kind to the party in the White House.
Here in Michigan, that puts Democrats on defense, just as they're hoping to notch some major victories next year.
Democrats are already given the edge in keeping the U.S. Senate seat that Carl Levin is vacating. And in the gubernatorial race, former Democratic Congressman Mark Schauer, who hasn't officially announced yet, is running even with Governor Snyder, according to some very early polling from Epic MRA. Of course, though, the election is still 17 months away.
And don't forget, there's also taking control of the state house from Republicans. Democrats would like to spend those 17 months talking about and having people pay attention to their issues. The state's new right to work law, the pension tax, the financial troubles we've seen in some school districts. Will they have to waste valuable time and resources trying to shake off reputation problems created in Washington?
And Democrats also have their eye on some congressional seats held by Republicans.
I think they'd really have to catch lightning in a bottle in most of these cases, but they do harbor some real hopes of picking up the first congressional district seat held by Republican Dan Benischek. It's been a target every year since he took it after Democrat Bart Stupak retired. He won first in the 2010 Republican sweep. He won re-election in 2012 when Barack Obama was at the top of the ticket and the president is pretty unpopular up north. There's a sense that the right Democrat can take this seat in 2014 without Obama dragging down the ticket in northern Michigan.
And the Tea Party is serious business up north, and a lingering scandal about the IRS targeting some groups could inspire some passion. Get out people who might otherwise sit out for a midterm election.
Mm-hmm. But anyone who wants to make hay off political scandal also needs to be cautious about how they go about it.
Exactly. Let's go back to November 1998. Republicans thought they had Democrats on the ropes. President Clinton, in the midst of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, he was a month away from impeachment. But Republicans overplayed their hand. They lost seats in a presidential midterm the first time since 1934 that the party not in the White House failed to win seats. It was also the first time since 1822, we're talking when there was still a Federalist Party, before there was even a Whig Party, let alone a Republican Party, that the party out of the White House failed to win seats in the midterms of a president's second term.
Right. No bounce from the six-year itch. 1998 was the year Debbie Stabenow unseated Republican Senator Spence Abraham. On the other hand, look back to Watergate. That really helped cement Democratic dominance for years. There was an enemies list that became emblematic of government hostility to the people. Of course, then it became a status symbol to have been on it.
So could that happen again? Well, a CBS journalist says her computer was hacked, but she says she's not ready to confirm that it was the government.
Three Michigan people have stepped forward to claim they were IRS targets. Only one of them is from a group that actually calls itself a Tea Party, though. But hey, maybe it is a new political status symbol. I wonder, could I be investigated? Would be kind of a career maker.
Rick. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network, and his phone records are worth looking into.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio, and she's good enough to make your enemies list.